This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody's mind, including my 9-year-old.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
For Carter's question, I want to know how much do you spend on your Valentine? I'm gonna go all out this year.
With whose money?
Yours.
No!
I'm gonna grab your credit card at night and tell Dad to go to the store, pay for it.
Oh, what do you plan on buying?
This fool's talking about stealing credit card. No, you little criminal Casanova.
That kid has some serious swag. I love the way he did that. Man, I'm so happy I'm not spending money on Valentine's Day other than myself this year because I'm single, because it used to cost me a lot.
What would you say your average was if you're in a relationship that you would spend on Valentine's Day?
$300-$400.
Are you serious?
It might actually be more.
Is that like dinner, gift, flowers, that kind of stuff? Are you doing like everything?
Dinner with drinks is at least what? $200, $250 on Valentine's Day.
Nowadays, yeah.
Then you buy flowers, maybe something else. It adds up. $350 is not crazy. Like, that does not seem insane to me. That's
when you break out everything that it is, yeah, I guess it doesn't seem that bad. I usually, at least for art, maybe I'll spend about $100 on him if I remember to buy a gift, which I haven't yet this year.
It's tomorrow.
I know, but then I buy stuff for my kids too, and so if you add that in, and then you have to do all the Valentines for school, I'm probably close to $200 that I spend when it comes to Valentine's
Day. It's amazing, isn't it? We used to think that was a lot of money. These days, it's just like a regular dinner, you know?
Yeah, well, now I need to factor in what I'm buying for my 9-year-old and his friends, because I have to go out and get a squashmallow for her.
You got a lot of work to do the next 24 hours, Kelly.
All right. Carter's question, we want you to weigh in. How much do you spend on Valentine's Day?
Love to hear from you. 888-431-3764. Text or call. When I was in a relationship, Valentine's Day usually cost me, with dinner, flowers, drinks, about $300 to $350. Not this year, though. That's Carter's question. How much do you spend on Valentine's Day?
Josh in Beaumont, what's your wallet looking like? How much are you spending?
Zero.
Oh.
Are you single or do you not celebrate?
I've been married for 28 years, and my wife would get mad if I went out and bought her $100 worth of flowers that were going to die in a week or anything else. She is a smart one. That's why I've been married for 28 years.
Did you buy her stuff when you guys were dating?
You know what? The best thing that she ever told me was I would rather have a homemade card than anything else. And I've been making her a homemade card ever since.
I want to know how intricate you're getting with this homemade card, though. Are you, like, doing arts and crafts? Is there glitter involved?
I do go out, and I do make quite a bit. Like, yeah, I kind of cut things and kind of make it pop up. And yeah, I will make it a little intricate.
I don't know why, but I totally got a visual of Josh, and I just assume Josh has a beard, and there's glitter in it, and he's, like, you know, going all out on this card. But I love that. That's how they celebrate.
At least he's putting in an effort. 951 says, my husband and I have started a tradition since we got married that we both cook for each other on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And last year we actually included my son. So we spend about an average of $100 each. We really enjoy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that could be an expensive Valentine's Day. Have you seen the price of groceries?
Yes.
Nothing with eggs. 909 says, I usually spend about $120 on Valentine's Day. That's for my two kids, my husband, my classroom, and then my son's second grade classroom. And I think that's where it starts to add up, because it's not just the gift for art. And, you know, I buy a little something for my boys, and then you have to get the Valentine's for their classroom, and then Carter, the little Casanova, has to get one for his little friend.
He is a Casanova. Coming from Australia, we never really did Valentine's Day, so it was always not really a big holiday for me or big day of celebration. So I didn't know you actually had to give your kids Valentine's. I didn't ever take that into consideration. So yeah, it can get real pricey.
All right, Carter's question. We want to know, how much are you spending on Valentine's Day? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad.
Where are all the big spenders in the IE? We want to hear from you because Carter's question, he wants to know how much you're spending on Valentine's Day. I can't tell you how many times my 9-year-old has hit me up trying to get a gift for his little friend.
That's so cute, though, but you're going to be broke.
I know. I'm like, hello, I'm still trying to get your dad a gift, okay? I don't have time to buy for your little girlfriend, too.
And you're not a procrastinator, Kelly. You've left this the last minute this year.
I know. I will be shopping later today, for sure. Julie in Cherry Valley, how much do you spend on Valentine's Day?
My husband and I have been together 44 years.
Wow.
We've been married 38. We think going out on Valentine's Day is overrated and it's too expensive. So I will make us like a heart-shaped meatloaf and just make it a nice special dinner for us and our children. I always give my children something on Valentine's Day as well.
Yeah, all that adds up, though. I get not going out. I'm not a big one to go out to dinner on Valentine's Day either. But even cooking at home and then all the kids' stuff, I've probably already spent at least $100 on just Valentine's Day stuff for the classroom and stuff like that.
I'm sure I used to be about $300. It's refreshing this year not to have to do that. The 626 says, I spend more now that I'm divorced than I did when I was married. I sent Valentine's to all three of my kids with gift cards and their spouses and now a two-week-old grandbaby. It adds up.
Oh, that's actually really cute, though. Carrie from Riverside texts in, says, I'm actually on my way to See's Candy right now. They open up at 8 a.m. See's Candy is mandatory. My wife does not like or want flowers.
I love See's Candy.
Did you know they open up at 8 a.m.?
No, I don't. I will be there today, too. For myself, I'll buy myself Valentine's Day gifts. 562 said, this year I spent roughly $150 for my girlfriends.
Oh, okay. A little Galentine's. Yep. I like that. Here's the big spender. 951 just texts in. I spent about $1,000 because I get a gift for the entire family.
I was waiting for the big spender. We got it.
Christmas 2.0. Who's breaking the bank for Valentine's Day tomorrow? Are you spending anything?
Not me. Big fat zero this year.
Okay, well, what about a little self-care? Are you taking yourself out for dinner or a drink? That would be considered a Valentine's Day gift to yourself.
I absolutely will do that. But in the past, when I was in relationships, a Valentine's Day would definitely cost me $300 to $350.
I think I'm already in for probably right around $100, and I haven't even got anything for art yet.
It's tomorrow.
I know. Need to get on it. Thank you to the 951 who said, check out Meat Co. They do meat hearts.
Can someone bring me that?
I might have to check into that and see. Let's see. We have James in Riverside. How much do you spend on Valentine's Day?
Well, this year it's a couple hundred, but the kids wanted me to call and share a story with you.
Okay.
About 20 years ago, when I first got together with my wife, I told her I didn't believe in Valentine's Day. Well, then my oldest daughter comes in, says, hey, Dad, you'll never guess what I got for Valentine's Day. A big balloon, a big bear, just like you got Mom a couple years ago.
Oh,
my gosh. That year cost me $1,500 in Valentine's Day, and I've yet to live down.
Oh, my
gosh. But how much did the chiropractor cost you? Because I'm sure you were sleeping on the couch for quite a while.
Oh, my gosh. I got so much trouble. But we've been together over 20 years now.